Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Deepak Chopra. Welcome back to Daily Breath. The difference between local mind and non-local mind is the difference between ordinary and extraordinary minds. The local mind is personal and individual. It holds on to the ego. It is in need for approval. It is in need of validation. It likes to control. It feels beneath certain people and above certain other people. And by and large, lives in fear. And it separates us from the rest of creation. The local mind is plodding, it's rational, it wants empirical facts, and on. It requires attention and approval. On the other hand, you also have a non-local mind, which is your soul, your jiva, that part of your aspect of your formless infinite self, which is connected to the formless infinite being at the source of all existence. This non-local mind is organizing and unifying. It's the unifying force in the universe. It connects all things because it is all things. The whole is whole unto itself. It does not need any attention or approval. It attracts love and acceptance. It feels beneath no one, but also superior to no one. It is friendly. It has true self-esteem. It is never solicitous. It is humble and at the same time, polite, courteous, deferential, has good manners, in spite of the fact that it is never solicitous or feels beneath anyone. This is the mind, which is the source of all experience in existence. This is the mind which will allow you to believe in miracles. Intention always originates in the universal domain, if you allow it to. It ultimately goes through the collective domain, the archetypal domain, the mythical domain, the personal domain, and ultimately manifests in the theater of space-time and causality. If you really want your intentions to be powerful, make them as universal as possible. Not just for me and mine, but for all of us, for we, and ultimately, on behalf of the divine.